Hi, this is Chris Simpson, and I'm an RNIB mental health first aid instructor. Here are my shortcuts to happiness chemicals and how to hack them. So firstly, dopamine. This is known as the reward chemical, and you can get that by actually celebrating little wins and feeling that you've actually completed tasks. So when you look at your to-do list, turn them into ta-da lists, i.e. I've actually completed this and it's something I can celebrate, rather than just going on to the next thing. Other ways to hack the dopamine chemical would be through actually eating food and, you know, everything in moderation, including moderation, as Oscar Wilde once said, and also doing self-care activities as well. That can hack the dopamine reward chemical. Now, what if you want to stabilize your mood and you're looking for the serotonin happiness chemical? Well, you can do that through meditating, and you'll be able to find lots of different ways online how you might be able to meditate through whatever your preferred format might be. Running is another good thing as well. So if that's suitable to you, doing some running actually helps access the serotonin mood stabilizer. Exposure to sun, if you're lucky, that would be nice this month, wouldn't it? That is something that can also help with your serotonin levels as well. And also, if you're someone who feels relaxed when walking in nature or being by open lakes or the sea, well, that is actually your serotonin kicking in. So being in green spaces or by open lakes, that can actually help with your serotonin levels as well. Now, what about oxytocin? This is known as the love hormone, and you can actually get oxytocin by playing with animals. So you might be aware that animal therapy and dog therapy is something that's quite significant in the world of well-being and mental health support today. Well, actually just playing with a dog and interacting with pets and animals can actually be very good for accessing oxytocin, as can holding the hand of another person. So where suitable, if you have options to do that, holding the hands of someone to have that kind of personal connectivity actually can release oxytocin as well as hugging your family. So, you know, when you see your friends and loved ones and your family, are you someone who goes in for a handshake or do you give them a hug? Where suitable, try and give them a hug, and actually that releases oxytocin as well. And a really simple one that can be very impactful that we could all do more of is giving compliments to other people. So seeing if we can create a world around us where you are giving compliments, but also you're getting compliments back from other people, that can access oxytocin. And finally, endorphins. We often hear about endorphins. Often sports people use endorphins as a way of getting through, you know, the last part of their race. They hope for the painkiller endorphin to kind of kick in naturally to get them over the line. Well, you can access that through doing things like eating dark chocolate, would you believe, exercising. Watching a comedy is a really good one. So as a Mental Health First Aid England instructor, I know that of people, including myself, who, if they've not been in the greatest space, will often in the morning, first thing they'll do is put on a comedy in the background as they're getting ready for work or getting ready to go out, getting ready to go to the shops. Actually having a comedy in the background can actually really help. Essential oils is something that also you can access. And finally, laughter. And there's actually something out there called laughter exercise. So in the same way as you might exercise different parts of your body when you're going for a run, for instance, you can actually exercise laughter as something to help access endorphins and painkillers. So those were my shortcuts to happiness chemicals and how to hack them. Hopefully you can try out some of those. Let us know how you get on.